WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Buckle up because today we're diving into something powerful, something that can truly set you free. The art of forgiveness. Ever feel like your past is holding you hostage? You know that feeling when anger or resentment simmers just beneath the surface, poisoning your thoughts and affecting your actions. Yeah, I've been there too. Holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's a vicious cycle that only hurts us in the long run. But here is the good news. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or saying it was okay. Forgiveness is about releasing the grip those negative emotions have on you. It's about taking back your power and choosing peace. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. Forgiving someone who wronged you can feel like betraying yourself, but trust me, it's a much braver act than clinging to anger. Think of it this way. Harboring resentment is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stones. The longer you lug that pack around, the heavier it gets, slowing you down and making life harder. Forgiveness is about letting go of those stones, lightening your load, and finally being able to move freely again. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate forgiveness and let go of resentment. 1. Understand the source. Before you can forgive, you need to understand why you feel anger or resentment. What happened? How did it make you feel? Dig deep and explore those feelings without judgment. This self-awareness is crucial for moving forward. Think about it like a doctor diagnosing an ailment. You got to know what's wrong before you can start healing. 2. Separate the person from the action. It's easy to demonize someone who hurt us, but remember, people are complex. They make mistakes. Try to see them as human beings who may have acted out of fear, insecurity, or even ignorance. Separating the person from their actions can help you detach from the emotional baggage. 3. Practice empathy. This one is tough, I know. But try to put yourself in the other person's shoes. Could they have been going through something difficult? Could there have been underlying reasons for their behavior? Even if you don't condone what they did, understanding their perspective can help soften the edges of your anger. Think about it like this. We all mess up sometimes. We all make choices we later regret. Thorough. Choose forgiveness. This is a conscious decision. It's not forgetting what happened or saying it was right. It's choosing to release the grip those negative emotions have on you. You're choosing peace for your sake. Imagine holding onto a burning ember. It hurts and damages everything around it. Forgiveness is like letting go of that ember, allowing the heat to dissipate and healing to begin. 5. Let go of expectations. Holding on to expectations for an apology or retribution can keep you trapped in resentment. Forgive for your own well-being, not because you expect something in return. You deserve peace, regardless of the actions or whether they even acknowledge what happened. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Picture this. You've been passed over for a promotion at work, and it really sings. You feel betrayed by your boss who promised you the opportunity. You're seething with anger, resentment building like a volcano about to erupt. Now imagine that instead of letting the anger consume you, you decide to practice forgiveness. You understand that maybe your boss was under pressure from higher-ups, or perhaps they saw something in another candidate that made them choose differently. You acknowledge the actions, but you refuse to let them define you or your future. You focus on learning from the experience and using it as motivation to grow and excel. See how forgiveness doesn't erase what happened, but it allows you to move forward with clarity and purpose. So remember, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go of anger and resentment, but the rewards are immeasurable. It liberates you from the shackles of the past and allows you to embrace the present moment with peace and grace. Ready to join me on this journey? Share your thoughts, stories, and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with practical wisdom for living a more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep striving for that inner strength, that stoic resilience.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.